This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
So I was listening to you, Sean, doing the pro version the other day when I wasn't available. I can't get enough. Everyone listening, you got to get into this pro version. Some of this stuff in here, this stuff is cracking me the whole way up. I was loving it, but it was you and Matt.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know. And I'll be honest, too, as long as we are talking to the fans, I've had a tough year.
Yeah.
I've had a tough year, and I'm looking, I'm scrambling for anything to pick me up off the floor. And what gets me through it a lot of the times is the pro version.
Mm-hmm.
Is the Hollywood Handbook pro version is what I really find has carried me through this darkness. Please listen and please contribute your hard-earned dollars.
But I was listening, and you know, sometimes you listen and someone on the show says something that's wrong or
that's
stupid. You know the answer, and you're like,
yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
You idiot.
I can just tell this is my friend.
Slenderman, yeah.
I can just tell him in person. You were talking about the key man came to your house.
The key man as well, yes, yes.
And he was making keys, and you're like, how does he make these keys? Does he have a metal, does he have a vat of molten key? In the car.
That was actually what Matt thought.
Yeah.
Matt thought that he was going to have hot liquid metal and that he would just reach in and pull out a key, basically. I imagine he put on like a big Falconer's glove first and that then he would be able to just pinch a key into the metal and pull it out.
Yeah. So I know a little bit about this.
Holy shit.
And I think maybe Nicole does too, so she can weigh in as well.
Holy shit. And who just joined us in Nicole's room? And I don't think this is a video episode, but I do want to point out something that's happening on the video. And we have a friend here. And it's not just Nicole. Nicole's a friend, but we have another friend, a little furry friend.
That's correct. I mean, yeah, let's get into it. I have this 11-year-old dachshund, and her name is Roxy, and she had a spinal injury 3 months ago. Guys, she's okay.
Yes,
but she persisted. And
nevertheless.
And she's okay, but we had to buy this medical-grade ramp. Literally is, it's like buying a hospital bed is where we're at with a dog because that's what she requires because she can't jump anymore for the rest of her life.
Wow.
But what looks like it's happening right now is she wants to leave the room and normally I'm able to get her to calm down for a podcast, but I have to get up right now and let her out.
Doesn't want it spoiled. She's saying,
she'd rather hear the edited version.
This is what gets us through these tough times. And now I'm going to have to hear like one side of the conversation and my mom's here. It's awkward. So
she heard you say you had a hard year and she was like, bitch, don't even start. You know, I'm sorry. Did you herniate a fucking disc? And are you 77 years old, essentially?
Don't. Yeah.
See, well, now you can hear her. She's unhappy.
Ramp. Yeah.
So thanks for mentioning it so that I can get up and not feel ashamed to let her out.
Go put the care.
So I can talk about this while Nicole's gone. I went to metal college.
Sure.
So I know the School of Hard Locks. So I know a little bit about this. Bye, Roxy.
Bye, Roxy.
I'm going now.
Thank you so much for saying hi.
And so I know a little bit how they make these different
chances
keys.
Are she'll be wanting to get back in 5 minutes. So this should be really fun.
Yeah, she was very weird as she was.
You guys, she was really leaving. Weird. She's in
she
a weird mood today.
I think she wanted
shoulder.
Us to be like, no, Roxy.
Stay.
She's very passive aggressive.
Mm.
So sorry, where were we at? What do I know a lot about? Molten keys?
I was explaining how they do these keys because I went to Metal College, School of Hard Locks. And they, on the first day, they were like, okay, don't tell anyone this. Do not tell anyone. There's only like 10 different keys.
Yeah.
That's what they say to you on the first day?
There's 10 keys and no one, like, no one all has the ever world. Tried. There's only 10
just
keys.
Just like there's only 10 ideas. Like,
for so there's more
movies.
Than 10 keys in the world. There's only 10 different kinds.
There's 10 different.
There's a very
shapes
choppy
of
one.
Key.
Mm-hmm.
There's a really jagged one. There's a really smooth
there's
one.
There's kind of a swoopy one.
There are about 8 tweeners. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've seen that. Because you see those guys with those big key rings.
Yeah.
They go anywhere they want.
Yeah. And they all have different, they name them different. They're all named after Pokemans.
Mm-hmm.
That's there's weird.
Each key
Hitmonchan,
is its own Pokemon.
There's Hitmonchan, Electabuzz, Metapod, Mankey, Bulbasaur, Ponyta.
Psyduck is a key.
Psyduck, Staryu.
I have
Tangela,
nothing to contribute since it's not
Vileplume.
It's not my realm. If you had said that they were all named after musical theater composers, I'd be like absolutely dominating this conversation.
Go rename the keys.
Destroying us.
Sondheim, Kander, Hammerstein.
William Finn.
Oh, very, very good. Very eclectic choice.
Let's get in here. Who's the guy? 3 names. He did last 5
John
years.
Michael Jason, Lecusa, John Michael Lacusa. Oh, Jason Robert Brown.
Brown.
Key.
Yes.
He likes all the keys.
He's
you know
Jason
what I
Robert
mean?
Brown key.
Even the minor
great
ones.
Nickname for a key.
Pick a key, Jason Robert Brown. That joke's for no one here.
It's just for me.
Well, if it isn't Nicole Popcorn.
Yeah, that's right. Popcorn. Remember we talked about popcorn last time.
Oh my gosh, we talked so much about it.
We ate it. We ate it too.
If
I remember too, we ate it.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of popcorn on the table. Like
that was like
popcorn.
You could just do anything back then on a podcast. You remember that? That was like the really
You'd
wild.
You'd never be able to do popcorn.
It was
today.
The Wild West. We were experimenting. We were eating popcorn. There were no rules. There was no manual.
I was eating
manuals.
Basically anything I saw during. If we were recording and I saw something, it was going in my mouth.
And the medium has lost something. Obviously, shows are more polished. There's more of that. I mean, maybe the lows aren't quite as low, but the highs aren't as high either, are they, Nicole?
Talk about
that. True. I do wonder how that popcorn episode. I wonder how it'll hold up. Well, how will it stand up
it's
to the test
up
of
horribly.
Time? Like 25 years.
No, it's falling
from now. But will it come back
up.
Around?
It's
horribly.
Completely.
It's already not holding up.
It's holding up worse than the popcorn itself.
Yeah,
it's
Which
more
been
stale.
Digested years ago, but it's more fucked up than that. Mm-hmm. It's a very poorly regarded episode.
Yeah. Oh, that's too bad to hear. That makes me sad, since it's the only one I did. I'm making it about me, which is probably it should be about the popcorn.
It's about the times.
That's what it's about. It's about the times, is what it's about. The Popcorn Times. Also, they stopped running the Popcorn Times, which I thought was a great publication.
Yes, my favorite memory when I was a kid is I would grab my grandpappy's hand and he would hold my hand and he would walk me down to the corner and we would take out, you know, 10 or 12 nickels and we would buy a copy of the Popcorn Times.
I remember you were only allowed to obtain a copy if you brought a septuagenarian with you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then you had to show your old person, and then they gave you your copy.
Cover to cover.
Ooh.
I'd do the little popcorn maze. Mm-hmm. I'd do
the popcorn
Sudoku.
Puzzle? Oh,
I'd read Poppy the Popcorn's antics in the little popcorn comic strip.
Loved her.
She'd always get too hot, wouldn't she?
She
Don't
sure
go
would.
In the sun without your sun hat, Poppy.
She never learned her lesson.
And then... pop and she'd die. She'd explode and die.
That was the end frame of every single.
Yep. Which was savings for them. They never had to redraw that one. They only had to draw 2.
That's right. And now gone.
Yeah.
Sometimes she wouldn't even make it to the third panel.
That was a fun way that they would mix it up and then they'd just have like either a gravestone or they'd have like someone standing by just throwing up in the street having just witnessed essentially a child exploding in front of them. So
you're doing a different podcast now.
No, you do.
I decided, I was like, oh, these guys have one. I should have one. So I just went and had one.
A lot of people saying that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. a lot of people.
I got a good one.
There's probably more people. There's probably less people without podcasts than there are with. Did I say that right?
Is this what it's like now? Everyone's has a podcast.
But like everyone a lot of them come from conversations with us. The biggest reaction to me saying I have a podcast is people being like, oh man, I got it. I got it.
Yeah.
How many podcasts has just your podcast spawned? Like how many guests have you had on? And then right after they're like, I have to do my own podcast.
They're sometimes doing it by the time we're done.
Yeah. A lot of times we don't get all the way through the episode and they just kind of start.
They just start their own on the side.
And it's usually
very awkward.
It usually goes pretty well for them.
And Kevin, this is like Kevin's little scheme. Kevin has basically like a new podcast button and he's automatically producing it.
Is it a button that generates the name?
Kevin,
I feel like it's all about a name.
Kevin, talk about the new podcast button. The name is the whole show, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's a title generator, which is a big button. Actually, title generator is a little button. Think of it as like a clock. It's the hour.
I don't even know what it's fucking
And then
button is.
The now episode title is, think about it like big hand on clock, because that one I click more. And so before I spent too much money, I made, you'd think the title should be of the podcast should be the big hand, because that's like the big button is like, wow, that's the big one. But you actually click episode title more. So I
has to be bigger.
Gutted my bank account flipping those. But I basically treat Hollywood Handbook like a pilot process where each guest is a potential host and shortly follow up after with thoughts.
Where the guest is the host and the host is the guest.
Nicole.
Yeah.
This other podcast. We're really doing this, huh?
We're really going to do this on my block.
You're gonna do my podcast? Is that what's happening?
Well, yes. We thought we would do that.
We'd better had.
Kevin has prepared content.
You might find that like you think it's real easy, you know, until you try it, and then you might find it's you know that maybe I just make it look easy.
Your podcast is The Neighborhood Listen.
That's right.
Where we're saying a lot of talking out there, a lot of people talking. Why don't we actually listen to the neighbors? Why don't we actually hear from them and we answer their questions instead of just like filling the air with our own ideas?
Right. So many podcasts.
You're describing it better than I describe it to friends now, I'm realizing.
Oh, yes. Because
and I describe
love
it to every one of my friends. Like, I'm constantly reminding
don't
people
have to describe it to me. I don't know if I'm your friend. I feel like I should be. I don't have to describe it to me. I know what it is and I can describe it back to you. And you're really the first podcast that made the headphones more important than the mic. That's what I always say.
How's that? How is that? What do you mean?
It's just listening. You just get questions from next door and you just listen to them.
So many podcasts, they don't need the headphones. All they need is the mic because they're blah, 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 talking at you. Yours, I just turn it on when I want to hear two or maybe more people listen.
We are trying to focus on the word listen, but also on the word neighbor. We're just trying to listen to our neighbors. So we just find the people that post and maybe it's either a person someone's posting about. Maybe we go find them.
Perfect.
Or maybe it's the person who's complaining about someone else and we want them to explain themselves. We just want we want people to feel seen and heard. Not seen. Yeah.
Not seen. Definitely not
we
seen.
We see them. Just the
I
two
noticed
of us.
That too.
Me and Paul. Yeah.
Wouldn't not the right word.
Not the right word. That was a misstep on my part. Yeah. Oof.
Kevin,
what do you want to do with this in the edit?
Can I get back from this moment?
We will find out for sure. No matter what, we will find out.
I'm not going to leave. I'm going to stay here.
Kevin, is there any way?
I might leave.
I'm afraid this might not work. In the edit, I do want to leave in me correcting Nicole, because I think that was a really strong moment for me. I would love to remove Nicole's mistake.
Might be weird with that.
For me, it
mistake.
Was such a powerful moment when I was able to identify the mistake she'd made and really steer the show back on course and with kindness. But I don't want to humiliate our guest, who also, she didn't really say anything when I asked whether we were friends or not, but she didn't say no.
Oh, and so, hey, I'm still here. I feel it's weird because it seems like you're talking about me like I'm gone, and I almost thought that I didn't exist anymore.
Well, usually when
that, you just took me on a very, very scary, I'm already having that from like the year, because like, Sean, let me tell you, I've had a hard year too, just like you and just like my dog. And so I don't really know if I'm like here anymore. So then when you did that just now, I was like, oh, fuck. Okay. So that just let me know I am gone. And you know what? Even though I'm gone, somehow hearing you talk, because then you're talking about me, like I'm not here. So I'm like, oh, I'm not here. Oh, but listen to that. I still made a mistake. Not surprising to me that even in not being here on this planet, I still made a mistake. That's very me.
This is not your fault. He started talking to you about that way, because when most of our guests say that they're not going to leave, they do leave shortly after that.
Is it to start their podcast?
I think it's to get us to turn around or just like be distracted or something, kind of lull us enough.
Mm-hmm. It's really making us let our guard down so that we don't resist them leaving.
And then they crawl out of the room.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
So they think we can't see them on the Zoom camera, but
we're recording. Normally we're recording in like a Chuck E. Cheese, where there is the adult sized mm-hmm. normal door. And then there's also the little mouse hole door that kids can crawl through. And
that makes a lot of sense.
They're able to crawl out through that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And by the way, totally, you're my friend, Sean. I didn't mean to like pause. Like I said, I'm just in
weird. Oh my God, are we still talking about this?
Well, I mean, you were just a minute ago. So, I mean, let's put it to bed, okay?
We're going to listen to the neighbor, Kevin's neighbor.
Okay.
Kevin got questions from Next Door Neighborhood online
and
the app.
Boom. And we're listening to it.
I haven't heard of that one.
Yeah. We're going to. Listen, this is your show. This is what you do on your show.
Right.
And so Kevin is going to read
Your pod-splaining to me right now is what's happening.
Your
then,
show?
I guess.
Meet
you're,
our show.
You're literally sometimes it helps. You're pod-splaining my podcast to me. Which
sometimes
is
it helps. Sometimes it helps
weird.
To hear from an
Again,
outside observer what your show is and what you do on
such
it.
A mind trip right now having. Okay. So, all right, let's go.
Okay. I'll share my screen so y'all can see it. This question is, any small business ideas? I'm already a freelancer, but what's a good small business to do for male or female? Okay, they provided examples. Like baking and selling those, comma, I know. Dog walking and care, doing stuff like Instacart and Shipt. But what else is out there?
This is very considerate for them to name the jobs, the small business ideas that they already know. So
right.
No
one's going to waste their time, because everyone would have jumped right in with baking for
baking
sure.
Baking and selling those. That's
baking
exactly
and selling,
what I was
like,
say.
Bam,
baking
bam.
Baking and selling those.
Given. Yeah.
Baking and selling those, obviously, I'm going to save your fingers. Don't type that.
That's right.
I wrote that out.
Yeah.
I actually, you know, they said any small business ideas, I'm already a freelancer, but what is a good small business to do? And I started going, I can't answer this question. I don't know if it's for female or male.
Right. It's a very good thing that this person specified, which is a little strange, because is this person saying that are they going to try to take an opportunity from a female or from a male? Like, it sounds as if there's just going to be like...
I was curious about that, too. Is this a Work It situation?
Yes.
If people remember the show Work It, which was featured...
You're referring to the short-lived sitcom that basically copied...
it was like Bosom Buddies, but
it was
more in the workplace, and it was during the height of America's Man Session, where no men could get jobs, and the men had to dress as women to get jobs.
Yeah,
and
what a
this is
tiny
now,
window
curious.
of a time that was.
It was
in that moment.
They got in there at just the right time, and the show
and they got out too late.
I feel like
if you ask me.
It was a beautiful landing, and they they went out on top.
So this could be a Work It situation, but yeah, so that was, and then it says, also, I mean, this person really, punctuation makes a really big difference here,
doesn't
as
it?
We find on our podcast when we're reading these, because for a minute, I was like, baking, selling those, what? Those what? Because it just says baking and selling those, comma. I know. Mm-hmm. In some ways, he or she has written a little poem here. It's kind of, basically they wrote a haiku.
Like baking and selling those.
Like baking and selling those. I know. Dog walking and care.
Dog doing walking stuff like Instacart and
Shipt. It's a haiku.
Now, it says any small business ideas, and then some people, and I would be afraid of this, some people took this as an opportunity just to brag.
I am noticing this as well.
You'll find the most interesting things happen in the comments always. Yeah.
Let's see. Bookkeeping business, says Linda something.
Were there only just two comments then?
Just the two comments.
Thought about becoming a notary?
It's pretty good small business.
Any small business ideas? You thought about becoming a notary? That's about as small as a business gets. It's literally just a little stamp.
It's just a stamp in a book. I mean, what a racket.
The whole fucking
Why
business
aren't we all doing
stamp.
That? Honestly.
Now I'm thinking about it. This actually helped me.
You don't even have to. If you get really
Are
good
you going
to
leave your podcast in the middle of the podcast to start your notary business?
Kevin, hit the little button.
Yeah, the little button.
Notaries, really good notaries, they don't have to, you know, you're supposed to actually be there and like witness it or whatever.
Yes.
If you can throw the stamp from far enough away and actually stamp the thing, you don't even have to, you can just drive by and notarize stuff.
That's basically what happened to us. We had to notarize something this past year. That's basically what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't have been easier.
They don't break stride.
No, notary us. Notar, notor, notar. Sorry. Sorry, I'm working on something.
So I have an idea for a small business for this person. So there's baking. We all know about baking.
All
and selling,
know about that.
And selling those.
I know, yeah.
But what about a business where you just, instead of baking stuff, you fry it? You have a pan instead of an oven. And you just, or you can like saute stuff. You can put like a light sear, maybe like a searing business. Everyone is baking. Everyone is using the oven. What about just having one pan and a fire?
Like a sous vide business. No one takes this.
It's
really, that's extra work, you know? And yeah, anyone can bake, right?
Or toaster business.
Okay.
Meaning?
You have a toaster.
Toasting and selling those.
Toasters take up all this counter space.
They really do.
You know
do.
What I mean? Imagine you don't have to have a toaster anymore because my small business is actually doing the toasting. And now what do you have on your counter? Basically whatever you want. Bag of sugar. Now there's room.
I've just never have a place to put my bag of sugar.
Exactly. Because the toaster's in the fucking way.
Mm-hmm.
I have an idea for a business. It says dog walking and care. This is a little bit an idea that I got from seeing Nicole with her dog earlier. What about carry the dog?
Carry the dog.
Pick dog the dog up, carry, carry the dog. Dog walk and carry the dog. And carry the dog around. Hold the dog up to the Zoom, say hi, and carry the dog.
Yeah, I mean, you see a lot of dogs in strollers, so I don't know if that's going to edge into that business. But I think that what's nice is the word care is in care. Oh, well, the sound care is in care. There's a care in carry, meaning when you're holding a dog rather than pushing them in a stroller, it does seem to be more care.
It's more
and
carry.
It takes a lot of effort. My dog doesn't always want to walk the entire way, and we do have to carry her. And I would love to pay someone else to do that.
Let me dispel a myth real quick before Reddit jumps on us too. And Nicole has just proven something, I think. This podcast is not in the pocket of Big Dog Stroller. And we never have been. If they choose to advertise with us or pay for some of our recording equipment, that's fine. But we are always going to do what we think is morally right in terms of the content on this show. Yes, we've seen a lot of dogs in strollers. Do we want to cut into that business with our dog walking and carrying idea? Hopefully not. Hopefully there's room for both. But, you know, that's not what drives us. We always come to our audience with our honest opinion, and we do what's righteous and what's good.
Wow. Well said, sir.
With the dog stroller, I'll prove our independence.
Prove it.
with the dog carry business, you could double as kind of like a neighborhood watch. So you're carrying Roxy around the neighborhood, right? Mm-hmm. And as you pass the houses, you just put Roxy up to the window, look inside, just make sure everything's okay. People inside are like, hey, Roxy, all good in here. No, mm-hmm. no robberies happening. Like, everything's mm-hmm. good. Roxy checks in, moves on to the next house.
Yes, I would use a different example. I failed to mention that Roxy's also blind.
Okay.
But the criminal doesn't know that. And I also think you could be doing cosplay as Jesse Plemons' Game Night character. Am I wrong that he's got a little dog under his arm? Am I making that up?
I'm not. You got to look at someone else in the Zoom because
Kevin, is Jesse Plemons holding like a little dog under his arm when he says, how could that possibly be profitable for the Frito-Lay company?
That sounds right. I think so.
Oh,
I just watched it.
I think I did see that. Oh, God. Right? It feels like forever ago. Did he have a dog? Oh, I can't remember.
I want to say he's holding a little dog, almost like a Roxy-sized dog. And he's an officer of the law.
If Roxy's blind, you could also kind of put her snoot up to the window.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, okay, just making sure everything smells okay in there.
Dogs don't use their eyes anyway.
They never have.
Fact.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I guess I could do that. So you're saying that you're carrying a dog around and mm-hmm. you're also checking in. You're looking in neighbors' windows.
Or just snooting them.
You're snooting the
window.
That's right. Sorry.
Snoot the window. Yeah.
I didn't use the proper term. Snooting.
Maybe bring a little wipe.
Maybe bring a little wipe for if the snoot is
just
too snooty.
Just a dog snoot. Yeah.
Put in Roxy's paw so Roxy is wiping the window down after she's
oh, that's
been snooting
cute.
It.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not mad. I see that outside. Thanks, Roxy.
And then that way, in this case, I'm carrying my own dog. You're saying this is someone else carries, someone carries someone else's dog. That's part A.
I'm off job. That now.
Oh, you're off that. Now we're just.
I'm just finding something
Roxy
for you to do. You
yes.
said you've been having a hard year, and Roxy has too. This feels like a great bonding experience for the two of you.
Okay,
I don't care about this post anymore.
Oh, I get it. Okay, so I'll just tonight I'll try carrying her around and snooting in the window, and we'll just see how the neighbors take to it. They might love it.
And she does a wipe.
She'll do a wipe. I'll bring a wipe. For the snoot, I'll put her paw up.
She's got a little squeegee. Roxy's squeegeeing the window?
That's Roxy's small business idea.
Unreal.
And for my toasting business, if people are asking, is it a toaster oven so you can make croque monsieur?
It takes up more space.
It is not a toaster oven. It is a vertical toaster, but I can pull the lever down and turn it over on its side. Potentially quick enough that some of the cheese might not fall off the top and down into the bottom of my vertical toaster. I can actually turn it on its side pretty fast. Kind of with one big slap. Pow! Next question.
Next post.
Okay, this question comes in the comments. The post says, famous bird bath. The bird bath that is not just for birds anymore. And this
that it's a deer.
Big ass deer sipping in there. Now, Sarah asks, is that a reindeer? We usually don't see them up here.
So, yeah. So, Sarah says, is that a reindeer? We usually don't see them up here. Hilda then says, actually, we'd never fucking see them up here.
Seriously.
It's a male white
male
deer.
It really does look like.
Reindeer are much larger and live in colder climates. I'm not an expert, but, you know. Judging by the size of his antlers, I'm going to guess he's 2 to 3 years old. So I'm not an expert. Was like, you know, I don't think they live here at all. I think maybe it's probably not a reindeer. It was like, I am an expert. I'm enough of an expert that like your post, Sarah, is total bullshit. But like, I'm not going to say it's definitely a 2 to 3 year old, but it is.
Once again, people bragging in the comments. He's bragging about how much deer knowledge he has.
Yeah. By the way, Kevin, you moved away from the. You know, the new post that was underneath the first one you showed us. But that whole post was a brag, which it just said, any good Lexus mechanic? And Lexus was spelled with a Z on the end. It's like, somebody recommend a reliable Lexus mechanic?
Lexus. That's amazing. And, you know, he spelled it twice that way. So that seems very, very intentional. He really doubled down. I hate to tell you, dude, I think you don't have a Lexus. I think someone gave you a Lexus.
This it's is like a Romex it's like a Far watch.
Side
yeah.
It's like a Far Side cartoon where the dog writes cat food, but it's F-U-D. I think that you got
somebody sold you a Lexus. You thought you were getting a deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody opened up their trench coat and said, "Here are the keys to your Lexus."
Hollywood Handbook. Hey, gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, "You sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now." And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hollywood Handbook.
Okay, next question.
Need help with repairing beam? Is there anyone that can recommend someone who can repair this protruding beam? Thanks for your thoughts.
I have a very obvious response to this. Mr. Beam. Keep an eye on him. It's not the kind of repair where you could just say, okay, good luck. I'm going to run an errand.
It looks like a very simple cut and dry job. Okay. You know, he's going to get up there and say, okay, he's saying, I have all the parts. Let me just hammer in the new beam. If you look away, when you look back up, he will be giving himself a wedgie hanging off of the beam with the hammer somehow in his mouth.
Let's see. Someone underneath named Sugar, by the way,
mm-hmm.
says I can take a look at it and maybe guide you on what you need to do.
Yeah, send me a private message.
I would offer to do it. Here's another brag, but I am up to my neck in work right now, which means he was fixing another beam and it actually fell on him and he's stuck and it's up to his neck.
Yeah.
That's Mr. Beam. It's probably Mr. Beam.
That Sugar is possibly Mr. Beam.
Saying, I have too much work, but I'll fix this beam via text for you.
I can take a look at it and maybe guide you on what you need to do. And to which this original poster might respond, you are taking a look at it. This is it. It's a big ass photo of the fucking beam.
There's two, in fact.
And the guidance would probably be replace it.
I would just burn the house down. It looks absolutely horrible. There's no way that building is safe.
You have to get a new house.
You have to get a new house.
That
really
would be my suggestion.
Beam.
Just move. It's probably haunted as well. It just move.
Okay, next question.
Next question. I need a great computer genius. Hi, neighbors. I need to find a person or company who can help me with my computers. My old computer guy moved, and I'm not just computer savvy. If you know someone who is really knowledgeable about computers, would you pass their information on to me? Thanks so much.
This is a woman who broke up with a guy. Mm-hmm. And one of the greatest things about him was that he did all her tech shit. And this mm-hmm. is 100% a rebound ask.
She broke up with the computer guy.
She's looking for her next guy.
This guy who answered it, I don't have a better answer than the guy below. This is exactly what I would have said. So this response is OneDrive on the cloud service with Microsoft, and you need to be logged in all computer and telephone in order to see your items on all equipment. Also have limited space unless you pay for more than 5. You need help connecting into OneDrive?
I think this was the computer that responded.
It's her computer. She really is having big problems.
OneDrive on the cloud service with Microsoft, and you need to log in all computers. You are so lonely. You need help.
All 15 comments are just the computer trying to trick her into
hiring
it.
Would you like to play chess?
This is the most popular answer. Yes. Kevin, can you show me the 6 previous comments?
Someone recommends a computer business in Kenneth Village, which is...
It's a great theme park, and it's been closed for the year, but it is. Yes. It's niche. It's very niche, but if you're a fan, then like you're a lifetime fan.
Of Kenneth Branagh.
Is it Kenneth Branagh Village? Is it a themed park of all of his movies?
Once more into the Kenneth Village, dear friends.
See, again, though, if you really read between the lines, these are women trying to hook her up. Hi, Susan, you can try calling Chris. She gives his number. Try calling Jerry.
Yes.
He now works from home. He's local and very good. Nice guy, too. There's no need. She might as well have said, yeah, he'll go down on you. Literally, like, that's exactly, that's all code. It's all code. Jerry.
Yeah, I know how to read these messages. They're all talking about a dude going down on her.
That's what it is. And then the computer saying that as well.
Thing. And that's what she's asking for, too. She's nothing wrong with her computer.
The computer in its funny way is trying to say that.
I hope she finds what she's looking for.
I need to understand, quote, the cloud for backup, as well as a hard drive for backup. Might I recommend the film sex tape?
Mm-hmm. Right? They forgot to delete it.com.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that website's still live, but that was the film website. They forgot to delete it.com. And So, Nicole, have you seen this film?
I have not. Please, please explain.
What's a, you know, what's a gift you might give your friends around Christmas time?
Oh boy, this feels like such a trick question.
Well,
like,
you're known for your taste in music, particularly musical theater. So possibly,
sure,
I'll give my
mom tickets to Hamilton.
No, yes. You won't. You'll make a playlist of all your favorite musical theater songs, upload it onto an iPad, and then physically give the iPad with the playlist on it to everyone you know. But there's a catch. You also will put your sex tape on there.
What?
Mm-hmm. They forgot to delete it.
They forgot to delete it.com. They told themselves they were going to delete it.
That sounds like that's a terrible small business.
Mm-hmm.
Giving iPads away? Yes. Okay, next question.
Metal stand for an electronic keyboard. Looking for a piano keyboard stand. All caps.
Okay, every time they say this, it is in all caps. Metal stand for electronic keyboard. So this has gone badly in the past.
Yes. Someone has given them a metal sit down and a metal lie down.
Looking for a piano keyboard stand.
That is just sitting in your garage. Now I'm doing it.
Yeah.
They said.
Nobody commented.
I would really appreciate if we can make it to use, because I have here an old Yamaha PSRE-303 that was given to me by a good friend, which happened to be purchased from a garage sale. So if you have a spare stand, kindly let me know. Thanks in advance, and God bless everyone.
Wow. That's a very aggressive God bless everyone, though, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, mm-hmm. garage sale is that's capitalized too. So how'd that get screwed up?
Yeah,
I like the specific of looking for a piano keyboard stand that is just sitting in your garage, so that if you try to charge the money and say like, hey, give me like $20, they go, it's just sitting in your garage.
I only want it if you forgot about it.
I'm doing you a favor. This thing was just sitting in your garage.
There are sometimes posts that are just like, set of five tables, you come pick up. Like, mm-hmm. it's just so quick. It's like they just want to get rid of shit and you have to do all the work and they just want it gone.
They're already mad at your anticipated questions.
Yes. And this is the same sort of thing in that they don't want someone who's going to like haggle a price or whatever. Mm-hmm. They want someone who has forgotten. They have to go look in their garage. Flip the light on. They haven't been in there in months and they just look around and there it is. There's a stand.
I don't want your stand unless there's bugs living on it.
That's right. There needs to be a family of some small creatures living under it. There has mm-hmm. to be, there have to be cobwebs.
There's got to be a nest inside it.
Yeah.
That's the stand for me.
You have to evict a possum to give it to us.
Okay, next.
Okay, last one.
Last one.
Oh, boy.
Hi, neighbors. Did anyone hear the police announcement from the helicopter above this intersection just now?
Did anyone hear what the police announcement was?
You find out that these are usually mostly about helicopters and coyotes.
Yeah.
What?
This one is actually about both, which is, look out, we are about to drop a bunch of coyotes.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, so it says, I heard something like, we'll release the dogs. And maybe they meant from the helicopter.
Yes, that's what it says. It says, we'll release the dogs. The dogs have parachutes? There's no, they're not dogs.
Are you asking that in general? Like, do dogs just always, do they have like a, like, are they born with parachutes?
Roxy's wearing one, yeah.
Speaking of which, she wants to come back in. Exactly what I said. It's longer than 5 minutes, but.
See, and I
do have to go get her.
This passive aggressive thing with her.
It's bad. It's bad. I'm going to bring over here so she can snoot the microphone.
Great. Have her snoot the screen too, please.
And bring the squeegee as well.
These coyotes, and where you're picturing the parachutes, it's not like in their midsection, so they're falling feet first. It's kind of on, the parachute is on the coyote's hindquarters. So the coyotes are falling mouth first. So they will bite the criminals.
But they are also, the parachutes, so they're, it's not like their teeth are like, you know, shooting at you at some incredible velocity. Yeah. They're sort of drifting, like floating back and forth, like when they drop the like $10 coupon out of the rafters of a basketball game.
I love the guy at the bottom who calls it a copter. I mean, I've heard chopper, but who calls it a copter?
Yeah, I saw the copter.
I saw that copter. That's
I
Dale.
I could hear it see the copter.
I used to see copters in Korea.
I would get on here and I would comment, oh, it's one of LA's native whirly birds. Unfortunately, not an endangered species. That's the comment that I see in my neighborhood that I always like.
Methinks. Okay. It always begins with methinks.
Speaking of a reference Nicole made earlier. Oh, no, that was to Far Side. It was a different cartoon. One of these responders is Nermal. I just want to point out one of the responders is named Nermal and is actually Nermal from...
Nermal.
From Garfield's nemesis.
Yes.
It's interesting. You call them responders, and I never realized that why
their
people are
responders.
So excited when they have the first comment and they just write first is because they are, in fact, a first responder.
They are the real first responders. And so what's most interesting to me to know about this is Garfield has mailed Nermal to Kevin's neighborhood.
Wow. Or he's at least at like some sort of UPS holding station on his way to Abu Dhabi.
Nicole,
mm-hmm.
Your show, this is your show. This is great.
I love doing your show. It's so nice.
Well,
it's
thanks.
So much
yeah,
nicer
I mean,
than
it's...
doing our show.
Well, I just keep doing yours. You keep doing you. You don't need, what you're doing is working great.
Okay.
We'll just do ours
awesome.
Over.
Yeah. No,
in our place. It's fun though. I mean, it's never boring to go see what people are talking about ever. Just get to know your neighbors. Just try to listen, everybody. Try to
go talk to
more.
Them. Go in their yard.
Get up against their window with your snoot.
Snoot. Yes. Snoot it up.
Snoot.
I was
window.
Promised that Roxy would snoot the cam. And that
you know, and
happen.
I'm sorry. I misunderstood. She actually, I don't know how she got back in here, but she was in here and then wanted out again.
I said that
I
earlier.
I did see something.
The dog is
It was, yes, another person in the house let her in. Yeah, we missed that moment, but that's all right. I'm going to try it with her tonight. We'll see how my neighbors handle it.
And how can I listen to the show?
You can listen to the show on Stitch Premium. It's
Don't
called The Neighborhood
it.
Listen. I know. Listen, I have to say this sentence. And you can follow us. You can also email us at burntandjoan@gmail.com. Mia Payday is Paul's character name and Joan Pedestrian is my name. He's a pharmacist and I'm a realtor.
Is that often the first interaction with a listener? Rather than listening first, you just like to establish kind of an email correspondence with?
The reason why is because people like to email us posts from their own neighborhood. That is
the reason is never because. The reason is that.
Very, very powerful. This is a very powerful episode for Sean.
And Kevin, if you could remove, obviously, the grammar error, I believe my correction speaks for itself.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss the importance of Black artists in music. Andy and I pitch to the boys, us attending, podcast movement, and the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out these bonus podcasts and videos of the full episodes at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.